You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now. Sandy.
Hello, hello, it's Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Did I really hear the mayor? Did I really hear the mayor? The mayor actually said, unless I heard it wrong, yeah, you can tell me if I heard it wrong, but the mayor, Byron Brown, actually said that as part of the reform for the Buffalo PD, he wants posted the fees and fines of different crimes. And the reason he wants it, because he said it. For the poorer people who, you know, don't have a lot of access to money. In other words, they have to save up for the crime. They're going to save up. Can you see? Hey, Spike, why don't we go knock off the 7-Eleven? Oh, let's see. Oh, that's $200. It's a $200 fine. How about just the paper boy? Let me look it up. The paper boy might not be bad. How about just the paper machine? We might get more quarters out of that. Let's see, it's $1.35. Yeah, we can do that. I got $1.35. Let's go knock off a machine. He really said that. I'm not making this stuff up. He actually said he wants the fees and the fines posted so that people of lesser means will know what they are. It's actually saving your pennies and your dimes and your nickels and your quarters to see what crime you can afford. And next we'll have a GoFundMe page for the poor that have to commit crimes but don't have the money to pay the fine. It's absolutely nuts. We're going nuts right here before our eyes. This is the last day of my remotes for the 13th week. So it's been one-fourth of the year spent in this little room driving me nuts, to be honest with you. But thank God I can look at the lovely Bernadette Pollack. She is a big help to me in doing this broadcast. Thank you very much. Do you guys believe it? You can say, you know what? I just looked at my savings account. I think I can afford something. I can afford a couple of crimes. I'm thinking. I'm saving up. I'm ready. If we know what it's going to cost, and I know I got the money under disposable income, I think I'll go out and commit a crime.
Sure, why not?
You wouldn't want to go into debt to commit a crime, would you?
No.
Of course not.
I don't recommend it.
And it's embarrassing when they say the fine is $2 and the guy doesn't have $2. But he had to get there somehow. He probably used the car and used more than $2 worth of gas. I'm thinking, what a joke. What a joke. And one thing I want to comment on, it's going to be part of what we're talking about, but I want to do it ahead because it fits right now. It fits right now in the Seattle thing, where they've taken over six blocks. Okay? Let's see. They want the mayor to resign. Well, I'm used to that. They want to dismantle the police force. Well, of course they would. Let's see, they evacuated one precinct when the civilians told them they had to do it, so the cops had to leave. It's called a cop-free zone, and we'll talk more about it a little bit later on in the show. But it's just amazing what the mayor just said. You guys believe that, or is it, it just hit me the wrong way?
I'm still stunned.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, and essentially, that's what he said. Oh, and one thing that I wanted to bring up in this in the Seattle thing, how many people have died for civil rights? A lot of people. How many people have given their whole life's work to civil rights? A lot of people. How have the laws changed for civil rights? They've changed dramatically. How has busing changed for school? It's to equal representation of good education. All of these things going on. You know what one of the demands of the group of morons who have taken over six blocks of Seattle?
What's that?
They want more black doctors and nurses to treat black people. That's what they want. They want, instead of separating the races, instead of putting the races together, they want to separate them. Now, I don't know about you, I've seen a lot of doctors. I've seen some black, seen some Indian, some Native American, whatever. I don't care as long as they can do the job. I don't really care. So instead of desegregation, they want segregation. They actually want the exact opposite of what we fought, died, and spent our blood on. Do you believe that?
It's insane.
It really is. And how about this? Here's a scenario. Gee, Martha really, she suffered a major injury. We better get her to the hospital. And I get her to the hospital and, yeah, you're going to need brain surgery. Okay, Martha, you're black. Well, we got bad news for you, Martha. We don't have any black brain surgeons here, so I guess you're out of luck. I mean, can you imagine that?
Wow.
Can you imagine asking for a doctor by color? Because I can't.
No.
I can't. My surgeon that's done surgeries on me is Indian from India. Okay? I'm being treated at Roswell now by, I assume, a Middle Eastern doctor. He's taking over my my care. I don't care. All I care about is, are they qualified? But here, instead of bringing the races together, they want to bring the races apart.
How does that help?
I don't think it does. Buzzy, are you surprised by the mayor? Are you saving up for your next crime?
You know, if I would have known, I wish they would have posted the speeding prices after all of those speeding tickets I got.
That's nice. And maybe give you a little thing they can punch a hole in. You know, for every time you're caught speeding. Do you have a speeding card? Yes, I do. Here, give it to me. I'll punch it.
Well,
there
you know,
we go.
I think I did tell you last time I went to the town of Tonawanda, I was told that I was getting lenience because after the amount of times I had been there, I should have already been given points or a suspended license, and they gave me one more try. And guess what? Since that one more try, over 2 years ago, I have not gotten a speeding ticket.
Very nice, Buzzy. But I do like this idea of saving up. I don't think you should commit a crime you can't afford.
Right, of
you
course.
You know what I mean? And if you can afford it, why didn't you just pay for it?
Let me ask you this, Sandy. Say you're going to shoplift, right? And you get that appearance ticket. Are you putting that right on your calendar? You're going to be there.
I am.
Right on
I want to know. Like maybe you put on probation for 9 months, and you don't want to go. You know, go beyond 9 months. I think we should have a card for everything. And if I'm not mistaken, when we come back, I don't know if I heard this right either. Did the mayor say, "Well, if you're just stealing a small amount of something, like groceries"? Maybe that's okay. You know, maybe the school ran out of free lunches for the kid you didn't feed because you were too lazy and you were in bed with Uncle Harry. Instead of that, you can come to us and we'll feed you. But maybe not. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN. Yeah, it really struck me that it was my impression that the mayor, Byron Brown, actually said that as part of the police reform, he wants notices posted in various areas as to fines, how much fines are, and how much you'd owe if you committed a certain crime. And it just struck me as funny that people would have to, and he said he wanted it up there for people who are short on funds. I thought it was pretty funny to think of criminals saving up for their favorite crime. Okay, now we have a soundbite from the mayor. It's a couple minutes long, and I think it includes some of these things. So maybe I missed a few, because when you're on remote, your headphones, all you have no speaker, so I may not have heard them all. If we do, let us roll tape.
Mayor, I want to go back to the no arrests for low-level offenses as part of this new policing model. What do you mean by low-level nonviolent crimes? And does this mean that something like shoplifting would not be a crime?
It would still be a crime. An arrest would not necessarily be made. A person could be given an appearance ticket by the police. So there would be a lot of instances of low-level crime, nonviolent crime, crimes that do not involve property damage, weapons possession, large drug sales, where instead of making an arrest, the police could issue an appearance ticket. It would be one way to reduce the negative contact that police come in contact with members of the community. Sometimes having to effect an arrest out in the street with people watching and with suspects potentially non-complying can go very badly and go very wrong. We want to reduce the potential of that for our police officers and the public. So things like disorderly conduct, for example, misdemeanor drug possession, shoplifting a food item would not result in an arrest. It
shoplifting would a food
potentially
item.
Result in the issuance of an appearance ticket. Also, we have decriminalized low-level amounts of marijuana, and so now when the police stop a car, the smell of marijuana would no longer be a reason to have somebody step out of the vehicle, to search a vehicle, to
oh
search
my
that,
God.
That person.
Oh
and that
my
is one
God.
Of the items that we have also
All right.
put.
All right, that's enough. Oh, my God. So if they smell marijuana, it's no longer a reason, according to the mayor, for them to ask you to step out of the car so they could search it. Please. And the other thing that we were laughing about, we didn't even go through all of it. I got sick of it, is low-level crimes. And it wouldn't be like that big a deal if you stole food items. So go ahead, grab all the Twinkies you can. Pop-Tarts. Gee, this is big. This is a favorite of thieves. Pop-Tarts. Let's look it up on the menu. Let's see. The Pop-Tarts cost $6 for a box, and the fine is only $4. So let's go steal a box. What do you think? What do you think? We're saving $2. We're into savings. Do you guys believe that crap?
I'm cracking up laughing because it's absolutely ridiculous.
It really is. Buzzy.
You know, working in retail and knowing certain rules that were already in place, like, oh, yeah, don't bother going after the person shoplifting. Just let them get away. So it doesn't surprise me as much as it probably should. But you're really, an appearance ticket, that's what we're going to threaten people with now? Hey, don't go any further. If you walk out of that store, I've got this appearance ticket for you.
So they can catch you with a turkey in your pants. And they can say, can you come back Thursday? Oh, no, I can't. I can't come back Thursday. I mean, that's Thanksgiving.
I have company
that's why
coming
I stole
over.
A turkey. Couldn't you have stolen a ham? At least then you could come back Thursday. I know. I mean, I don't get it. All right. To perk up our day and to brighten our day, if you go to Sandy Beach's Facebook page, there is a picture of me in high school and a picture of Dan Nevereth in high school. Here we are, both in the same grade at the same time. And I see Bernadette's being very nice. She said, say something about these photos. Okay, you can say something about the photos, but I also want to know which of the two people is cuter, Dan Nevereth or me. And you'll see it. And we did not doctor these photos. They were not edited. They were not photoshopped. These are actual photos. I think mine is my my yearbook photo. I don't know what Dan's is, but yeah, his is his yearbook photo. Well, my yearbook wanted me to be in there because I'm prettier than Dan. So let us know. And they're both legitimate photos. Guys, I don't know about you. Are you as sick about the what's going on in this country as I am?
I am. I have knots in my stomach every day and every night. I come home, I'm in a grumpy mood. I go to bed in a grumpy mood. I wake up in a grumpy mood because I am so sick of what I would consider ridiculousness, craziness. It seems like our country right now should be put into a straitjacket.
Yeah, and you know what? We found out that all of the lower-level politicians, the mayors and county executives, as opposed to the national guys, they're all weenies. They all are, I'm sure they're wetting themselves for fear that there'll be some kind of demonstration. And the president, when we talk about what's going on in Seattle, the president has said, that's not going to stand. You're not going to be allowed to do it. But he's been saying that, but he hasn't been doing anything. If you're going to say it, do it. All right? And if you're not going to do it, get somebody in there who is willing to do it. I think they're so afraid of, oh, we might get sued, or, oh, this soundbite, or, oh, this video clip is not going to look good on the national shows. I say, look after the health and welfare of the people that put you in office. And the ones that are rebelling right now, like those six block idiots is how what I'll call them, in Seattle, then you're not doing your job and you should step out. We'll be back with more. We'll lay it all out for you today. A couple of subjects, good subjects, big subjects, on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And we are back with Beach and Company. First of all, I seem to be leading. If you go to the WBEN Facebook page, or is it the Sandy Beach Facebook page? Sandy Beach Facebook page. You'll see a picture of me at my high school graduation. As I said yesterday, Matthew Brady, the famed Civil War photographer, took it, and it really looks good. Next is the Dan Nevereth, I can't believe I'm even in this contest, his high school picture, okay? So, and comment on who you think is cuter. So far, I'm winning, and I was just described as a dreamboat. Those were my dreamboat days. Now I'm kind of like a rowboat. But at one time, I was a dreamboat. And take a look at that.
Dream. See, you should have never announced it, because now Nevereth is going to go up there and load the votes. He's going to go up there like every 2 minutes.
Look at it like this. If just he and his family members just vote, I'm swamped. I'll lose.
Yeah, that's true.
But they all begin with D. There's Dopey, Darren, David, Delicious. I'm not really sure.
DeBrickashaw.
DeBrickashaw and JerMichael.
The Lost Nevereth boys.
The Lost Nevereth. You know, nobody ever talks about JerMichael Nevereth. They talk about Dan Jr. He's in charge of, when we're hitting a bad time, he's in charge, okay? But DeBrickashaw or JerMichael, no. all right, I don't know about you, but yesterday we found out some more insanity is coming over our country. And the more we stay away from getting it taken care of, the worse it gets. It's like a rash that keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger until you put some medicated powder on it or something like that. The latest is in Seattle. And as soon as I said Seattle, most of you said, well, yeah, that's expected. It's Seattle, you know. It's a home of Starbucks. A lot of the rich and famous people live on an island that's adjacent to Seattle. Bill Gates included, and other people like Bill Gates live there. So it's very upscale. We did one of our trips that I took on when I was on 104. No, it was 102. When I was on 102, went to Seattle, and it's a beautiful city. Went up on the Space Needle and that and all that. But it's also nuts. Seattle is nuts. So when I say this, you're going to wonder what I'm talking about. First of all, they decided to take over a six-block area. The demands, then they issued their demands, came after the Seattle Police Department's East Precinct was abandoned and allowing protesters to claim it. Now, you would think once this thing started, if there's a precinct inside that six-block area, and there was, that it'd be easy to defend it. Cops come out, hey, keep moving here. You don't want to move. You're going to jail. Let the judge decide what to do with you. No, it's none of that. As soon as they started, the politicians told the cops to abandon the precinct. So essentially, the politicians gave it up. So it's nothing that they took by storm. They just gave it up. All right? And here, I have a list of demands. Yes, a list of demands. Let me read them to you. They call for the de-gentrification of Seattle. They want rent control. They want free college. They want decentralized elections that allow working class residents to run for office. I find it funny that one of their main requests or demands is for something like that, seeing that Starbucks is in there and was headquartered there, and it has a big footprint there. They charge $9 for a cup of coffee. So I don't want to hear about this, please. Changes to the Health and Human Services listed the demands, including hospitals hiring, get this, black nurses and black doctors to specifically aid black patients. Okay, here we spend all of this money and we spill all of this blood to bring the races together. And what is this doing? It's separating the races. So anybody that supports this group, I don't want to hear if you think that the white folks are getting something that you're not getting. Look, in this example, they want to make that happen. All right, are you saying that there are black nurses and black doctors that can duplicate everything everybody else is? Well, let's hope so, because then if you have a problem that can't be taken care of, what do? You have to go somewhere else? I don't know. They want to hire a staff of mental health experts to respond to 9/11 calls. Mandatory anti-bias training for all educators. A greater focus on Black and Native American history. And the removal of any Confederate statues throughout the state. These are their demands. Now, they've taken it over. There's no question about that. Six-block area. Now, here's some of the things they've done. They've charged people who live in that six-block area to get in. Okay? Yeah. I'm not making this up, because you can't make it up. It looks like the Seattle hierarchy has given up on trying to get it back, but it's absurd. This is absolutely absurd. Now, the president has spoken out against it, says that's not going to stand. But look, I'm a huge fan of the president, but words are not going to do it. They're not going to say, gee, words, I don't know, the president said we can't do this, so I guess we can't do it. Let's go back. Go back to our homes, to our peaceful lives. No, if you're going to say it's not going to stand, you got to make it happen. You can't let it stand, plain and simply, because it's getting worse every day. You think some group in Buffalo or someplace else hears this and says, you know what, that's probably right. That probably happened here, too. Yeah, well, let's take over a precinct. Let's get our favorite one that we hate and take it over, because they're not going to storm or rush it. We can see that nationally. We know what's happening. Why, I was even watching a NASCAR race, and there's a Black Lives Matter car. So this is our moment. This is our time. If we don't do it now, we'll never do it. I think they're misjudging what could happen to them if the politicians get together and decide the safety of the public is more important than this small group of people who are trying to seize the moment. So we got that to talk about. What would you do with the Seattle 6 block area? The 6 block heads, I'll call them. The 6 block heads of Seattle, what would you do with that? The second thing I'll talk about when we come back, and then you can give us a call. Phones are all lit up. Posts are all lit up. Don't forget, check the Sandy Beach Facebook page. See my high school graduation picture. Yes, I did graduate. I even have the diploma to prove it. It's written by a monk in Sanskrit. It's me and Nevereth. Tell me who's cuter. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. Thank you for the votes of confidence. Those of you who've checked the Sandy Beach, all right. Yes. Sandy Beach Facebook page. One of them said, you were Studley, and Jack Cummings wrote, were? Thank you, Jack. I've always liked Jack Cummings for a reason. Actually, it was Nevereth that was described as Studley. And one said a message to Bernie, marry him now before your eyes clear up. So that's good. Okay, the two things I have today, the Seattle Six blockheads taking over the block, sealing it off, is taking civilian control of the six block area. There was a precinct in there, and the officials ordered the cops to evacuate it. I don't believe this. This, we are being taken over, you know, block by block. And I saw a reporter doing a stand-up for Fox saying the people don't want this. This is a small, dedicated group of anarchists, basically. So I want to know, the president says he won't allow it. Well, you've got the authority and you've got the power. Finish it. My second question is your message to Lou Bilateer. Lou Bilateer and his sister own Chef's Restaurant, which is one of the best restaurants that we have. It's iconic. Their father, I knew their father, and I know them, all right? And I'm a regular customer at Chef's. Chef's has great food, okay? Having said that, now, Lou went public a few days ago, and we mentioned it on the air, saying he supported the police. He was a member of the police force at one time, and he supports the police. You would say, okay, that's nice. It's nice. Well, it's not nice to people that don't like the police, apparently. He was apparently threatened himself. His business was threatened to be damaged or destroyed, and he was just disgusted with the whole attitude of what happened after you support the police. And he said, no matter what happens, police and firemen, first responders currently on duty, will always eat free at Chef's. Now, that's a very generous offer. And I was not happy he was being harangued. And he said, as a result of being harangued like that, he was stepping back. He was stepping out of the management, the people who run Chef's, even though he's a half-owner of Chef's. He was turning over his ownership to his sister and his daughter. And I just got very, very angry to think a good community citizen like Lou Bilateer, running a good community restaurant like Chef's, would be harassed by a bunch of morons. That's the best way to describe it, morons. And I challenged them. I said, what the hell have you done for our community that you think you can stand up and do this sort of thing to an upstanding citizen like Lou Bilateer? How dare you? Just how dare you? And so he's out. He's out by his own choice. And I'd like your opinion on what has happened and your message to Lou Bilateer. My message to Lou is, I wish you would have hung in there, babe, because you have a lot more friends than you have enemies. I can tell you that right now. But maybe you're tired of what you see going on around you, and I can't blame you for that. We see it all over the place, and it's pretty disgusting. I think it's time, you know, from the mayors, let's not make low-level crimes the crime. Let's just, no arrest is necessary. Let's actually just give them an appearance ticket. And I made a joke out of it, but he says he wants the fines and fees and things like that for different crimes posted so you'll know what they are. For people who have lesser means, that means so poor people can save up for a crime. They can figure out what it's going to be and maybe take a little, maybe have like a crime club. You know, your mother probably had a Christmas club where every week she went to the bank and put $5 in it. I know my mother did. Maybe we could have a crime club where you go in every week and deposit a certain amount of money, saving up for your favorite crime in case you get caught. That's how stupid this has gotten. Unbelievable. I want your opinion. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Let's go to line two first, and that would be Paul in Hamburg. Paul, you're on WBEN. Hi, Paul. Is Paul there, Tony?
I don't think so.
No? Well, guess what? We got another Paul. We don't run out of Pauls. This is Paul on line three from Snyder. Paul, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello there, Paul. Give me your thoughts on what's going on in Seattle and also Lou Bilateer.
Well, first, if I could just say, I know we're up against the clock here coming up on the break.
You have 5 minutes or 4 minutes. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, so the crime fee thing, that kind of was what caught my attention and got me to call mostly was, so when you follow that logic, does that mean a millionaire can afford a lot of crimes?
Sure, do what they want to do. You can write a check for it. Just do it.
Well, then are the millionaires going to be discriminated against because they're not poor?
Well, that's probably it. They'll probably have to fund poorer people committing crimes.
And the demands of the six blocks of Seattle, isn't that kind of the definition of what terrorism is?
Well, it is. Think about it. What would invaders do differently than they're doing in Seattle and other places right now? If you want to hold, I can hold you through the break.
I'll hold. I've been listening.
Okay. We'll hold Paul from Snyder, put him on hold, and we'll return on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.